As we head south to Tucson, bring Bruce into the conversation to talk misting systems. Just a little reminder that Arizona's home to over 13 different rattlesnakes, more than any place in the world. And they're starting to come out. When I heard that, I thought,
yes,
no.
They are.
No. They're not out yet. But Daniel Merchant was quoted in the paper this morning. Says, you know, a lot of times snakes out in the desert, you may not start seeing them yet because they're deeper in the ground in hibernation. But when we get into urban areas under homes and patios where they don't have to dig as deep, it's warming up faster. So you'll see them coming out in urban areas sooner than you may in the desert where they might be a lot deeper into the soil and it hasn't warmed up yet. So snakes could be coming out. That is something that can go back to your patio prep, making sure you're eliminating places for snakes to hide, eliminating their food sources, wood piles that might bring insects, that might bring rat nests and things that the snake would prey on. Eliminating those things from your home and yard could help eliminate you finding the slithering snakes of the desert southwest. And I've known people that have moved just because they found too many snakes on one particular, on their property. I can't imagine moving because of a snake, but it...
I know a lot of people put their house up for sale for scorpions. I mean, and that's in town.
I guess just growing up living with it, you don't think about it. I'm just part of the desert.
I'm curious when they're going to have us start putting that in the Spuds report.
The snake and scorpion infestation of a local area.
Does this house have an unusual amount of snake, scorpion, or rodent spottings, sightings?
We've got a little weenie dog that's both the name and the breed of the dog that has found every snake on the property before we can. If you hear weenie start yapping when it's warm out, you just know to grab the shovel and find the barking dog.
My Louisiana buddy, I was talking with him. He said, how do you handle rattlesnakes in the desert? And I said, well, you just kind of, they give you a warning, you just walk away. And he said, well, it could be worse. And I said, worse? He goes, you don't have to deal with water moccasins.
Yeah.
They don't give you any warning.
Yeah, I was going to say,
no, they don't.
And a snake can generally strike about the third of its body length. So just by stepping away, you're out of striking distance just keep walking backwards. So let's see how we can help Bruce in Tucson on this Saturday morning with his misting system. Welcome, Bruce.
Hi, we're thinking about putting on a misting system, and we're kind of wondering what you guys would recommend. I see some that were with PVC pipe, and then I see all the way up to someone did a stainless steel one.
Well,
and then would you guys use a flexible hose on it, or what would you guys recommend?
No.
A true misting system needs to mist the water, and to do that, you need about 800 PSI. And what's delivered to our homes, we like to see under 65. So we need to increase the water pressure by over 750 PSI to get a true misting system. The PVC ones that just use the pressure for the home, they're more like drip systems. They're not mist systems, and they become very uncomfortable. And they don't add any kind of ambient cooling because when it's under that kind of pressure, when water's under that level of pressure, and it's misting, it's spreading, it's creating a fog, it's creating ambient cooling. When it's just dripping out of these little spouts that are coming out at 65, if you're under it getting soaking wet, you'll be cool, but that's not really what you put a misting system up for.
Exactly. And Bruce, I can tell you, we've got misting systems that we've put up all over the Valley of the Sun. I have one in my own back patio. My back patio is about 70 feet long and about 16 feet deep, and the whole thing is misted. And in the ideal situation, it really, really works well. I was a big, big fan of misting systems for a long time. But I can tell you this, over time, the minerals in the atomized water will start showing up on your support poles of the patio, your patio furniture. If the misting system's installed correctly, the moisture should never be reaching the concrete slab. But if the humidity spikes up, it's going to happen. And then you've got that. I can tell you, for cooling off a back patio, better than anything I've tried, I like these roll-around evap coolers.
The Patio Pal, and we sell them through the Rosie on the House e-store. It's an evap cooler that rolls around on five wheels, and it has an ice chest on top. It'll hold 144 bottles of water. You put your drinks in there, you put it on ice, and the evap cooler, the Patio Pal.